This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy. 94.9.
Are you with the Royal Daltons? It's great to have your company. Glenn and Michael with you, 24 minutes past four.
Yeah, and we're not alone, are we?
Well, we mentioned that we've got this lady. She has been a regular on this show over the last 6 years and included as co-hosted many times.
Yeah, when there's a man down.
Exactly right.
There's a woman in.
Geraldine Quinn, hi.
That's wishful thinking, I think.
Well, not at this place.
Are you well? You look bloody well.
Oh, I'm all right.
We're going to have to get a picture.
We need to describe your outfit.
A vision.
I've got a gig a bit later, so I got my show face on.
Yeah.
But I'm also wearing a white-based but orange and yellow floral printed chemically pleated muumuu.
Yeah.
As
that
you
is
do.
The most brilliant description.
Very good description, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
yeah.
I love it.
I love
and
it.
I would know what you were wearing even though this radio.
That's
right. Amazing.
Yeah. And so we will put it, we'll get a photo with you and put it on our Facebook so people can compare that description with the actual visual representation.
But we are grateful, though. I think it's what I'd like to begin with, because when I've not been able to do one of the weeks, you've been in with Glenn. Like that?
Yeah. Oh, it's because I love it. That's because it's a really fun thing to do, you know. And I, it's the same with, there's a few radio places I've done stuff on that's just been, yes, please, yes, yes. So, because it's just really enjoyable.
Yeah, great.
Yes, well, we've definitely appreciated it over the years. And we couldn't go out without having you back in here.
Exactly. And we're going to get you working, though, this time.
Oh, okay.
Even more.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But we were chatting about good and bad gifts. Well, Michael wrote in from Carlton. He says, the best present I ever got was a Nintendo 64 when I was 10.
Oh, yeah.
Because my parents always wanted me to encourage me to play outside, and it was their way of saying they had finally given up. Stupendous show so far. Thanks, Michael.
Nice.
That's lovely.
Yeah, I've never got into video games.
Well, my brothers were big video gamers.
Right.
And, well, not like big, not gamers in the kind of current sense of the word, but they loved it. And one year they asked for a Nintendo 64.
Okay.
And my mum's like, well, it'll be for all of you for Christmas because they're very expensive. And I was like, well, I don't want one.
And so you stopped everyone from getting
but
it.
But I think, no, we did end up getting it because my mum found the game Tetris, which she thought I would like, which I did
She
like.
Would have. I liked Tetris.
I and still so do.
I still do as well. And so, yeah, we got that.
Look how cool we sound.
It's very
satisfying. We liked Tetris.
Yeah.
Okay, was that one then back in the days of like Space Invaders and stuff?
No, like a little bit after Space Invaders. Yeah,
no, was more Atari. I think we had an Atari.
Oh yeah, that was cool. Wasn't
what
it?
Was the one where you just had to lift the thing up to ping to the other side, like
Pong.
Tennis Pong? Is it?
Was it just called Pong?
Oh yeah. God.
Oh.
I mean, I would play that.
I played that.
we all played that.
That one's all right.
Yeah, but like that was one. I remember that being one of the first games that came out.
But there was the Atari had like the kind of cassettes that you would have to put into the thing.
Cartridge.
And if it, cartridge. And if it didn't work, you'd have to like get up and blow in it.
Yeah. Times I've done that.
And has it got it working?
Yeah. Yeah, 9 out of 10. What about board games, Geraldine? Do you like board games?
I really love board games, and I've got a huge stack of them, but I don't get visitors, so I feel like...
what you need to do is bring your game to visit someone.
Oh. Well, I was having a chat with some friends of mine about how I'm not a massive fan of Christmas, and we were trying to find an excuse for me to get out, because I'm the one who's not married.
Right.
So I don't have in-laws.
We are.
Oh, I've got to go to that. I'm not partnered or married.
No.
So I don't bring anyone.
No. Neither do I.
We're just as lonely.
Just hanging
sad around. And lonely. That's why we get on.
Yeah. I take baking to Christmas. I don't take anyone.
I do sometimes, and then somebody will outdo me with some incredible, better than my baking, and my baking will end up in the back somewhere. And I go, guys, I tried. I really tried.
Actually, Glenn is winning there. He's doing some of the best cakes in the business at the moment.
He just set up a stall on the nature strip.
Yeah.
But these friends of mine were saying, I tell you what, let's do something in the evening, and you can come to ours. So maybe I'll bring a board game to that.
Yes.
See, we've worked it out.
Yes. Well, there's some I got for Christmas I've never played because the nieces and nephews are too old for them now. They're all on screens.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Christmas,
that's right.
It used to be someone got a board game and we'd all sit down and we'd play, and I loved it.
Well, Glenn is playing Cards Against Humanity. It's not a game, it's just what
I know what it is.
It's my life.
Yes. I do know what it is.
Yeah, so that's a good one as well.
Oh, I'm more like I'm talking Articulate and, Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, I loved Trivial.
And Monopoly.
Even though it would go by, like, so many times it would go by and I didn't know the answer, you know, because you think, oh, I know the entertainment ones, ask me those, and you think, actually, I don't.
No, well,
the problem
I know.
We have is my mother won't play and then she'll walk past and start yelling out answers. And she's like, you're not playing!
No, that would
you're either
really
in or you're out.
Piss me off.
Oh, God. Stick around, Geraldine Quinn, we need more from you.
This is Helen Reddy. And I'm on the Royal Daltons. That ain't no way to treat a lady.
Oh, you are with the Royal Daltons, but we know how to treat a lady.
Yeah, we do.
God, we're with Geraldine Quinn at the moment.
And you just reminded me, I promised I was going to do one of those for you, and I never did.
Oh, well, it's
too late. You may have left your run of it.
You can do a live. You can do a live one coming out of the next summer.
We were having goodbye messages next week, so you can join in one of those.
Yeah.
It's kind of why we got you on, so...
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Now we're chatting all things good and bad presidents.
Yes.
And hello to Brad, who wrote in and says, my worst gift received was a $2 rubber band aeroplane in my late 30s.
Oh, no, even worse.
From my sister.
Oh.
It topped off being stuck in a terrible Christmas traffic en route after car problems when the family didn't want wait for me to arrive before eating Christmas lunch.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I don't think you're wanted.
No.
I mean, I would be looking, I'd be looking for somebody else.
Some other family brands. Yeah.
Just find the nearest family and drop in.
No, that's terrible.
Oh. I hope it's better this year.
Gosh.
That's awful, isn't it?
Hello to Matt from Yarraville, who says, I received the worst gift as a teenager from my grandparents, and I continue to receive the same gift for the next 5 years. It was a Brute gift set.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, actually, when you smell it on other men, it's not that bad.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh.
It's like those, you know, those body sprays.
Yeah.
Impulse.
You know, or Lynx, whatever.
Oh.
You know, and you go into the men's changing rooms and it's like, oh.
Someone smells good.
Yeah, and if they're still in there, it's even better.
Even better.
I'm not joining in on a Lynx conversation.
No, but it's you don't know. It smells fancy. And then you realise what it is.
Yeah.
And it isn't.
Well, I think it's just in a change room, it smells something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not unpleasant.
No.
It's not exactly pleasant, but it's not unpleasant.
Hello to Florence, who just says, best of luck, lovely Daltons. Bless your gorgeous gay hearts as you ride off into the sunset.
Isn't that nice?
Oh,
isn't
thank
that
you
lovely?
So much.
So nice to get messages like that.
Mm-hmm. And hello to Tracy, who says... my partner and I decided we would play Dirty Scrabble.
Oh, yeah.
Although my 11 and 13-year-old sons wanted to join in.
Oh, no.
When we were playing Dirty Scrabble, they definitely wanted to join in. Awkward, not as dirty as we wanted.
I guess that means you just pell out whatever you want, do you?
I guess so, yeah.
Bum and poos.
Yeah.
If you've got 11 and 13-year-olds, that'll keep them happy.
Yeah.
Going, bum, bum,
perfect.
Bum.
Yeah, what about you, Mark? Have you got bad gifts?
Mm, I guess you do over the years, don't you? You get things. But, I mean, I never really... Like, when your mum would buy you clothes and stuff and you think, there is no way I would ever wear that.
Yeah. My mum did say to me last night, are there any clothes that you want?
Yeah.
And I said, I do need some good tea towels.
I do remember this one white, you know, like, top and I just, you know, you hold it up and you think, what the... this is horrible.
Mm.
But your mum... bought it, and I didn't want to be mean, you know. So it was, and you go over the top. Oh no, I love it. I put it on now. Look at me. Oh, it's nice, isn't it? I love this. It's beautiful. And then you never really wear it.
But. My brother got given this shirt, which was nothing short of awful, from his then girlfriend, and he came out.
The impetus.
He came out on Christmas night, and like I said, you know, I got this.
I thought you when he came out, made it even more awkward for the girlfriend.
One more
and
in the family.
We all looked at it and we're like, oh, Oh. Okay. And there's like silence because she's there. And then like afterwards, like, you know, we're, you know, four boys. We're all like, oh, God, what's that horrible shirt? That's disgusting. And he's like, oh, no, I like it. I like it. It was sort of like floral up the top and not floral down the bottom. And
I'm like
a fade in between and all this kind of stuff. And he would like, they would go out and he would be wearing it. And there'd be all these comments. He'd be like, oh, I like it. I like it. I like it. And his name is Adrian, he's very sensitive. And when she dumped him, he was like bawling his eyes out. He was so distraught.
Yeah, as we all are.
I think he's about 19 or something.
Maybe not the last one, but.
And I was in his room, you know, talking with him about it. And I said, in the shirt. And he goes, yeah, I guess that's a good thing. I won't have to wear that anymore.
you'd burn it, wouldn't you?
I think we did, yeah.
What about you? What have you ever? You must have had.
My family's massive, so there's so many. You sitting there talking, and I went, oh, there's that story. That's probably not okay for drive time. That one is.
We've only got two shows left. It's all right.
Oh, what are they going to do? Yeah. Well, one trick with the bad clothing is what my brother would every Christmas put on every piece of clothing he got.
Right.
So by the end of it, he's just got like Speedos over board shorts over tracksuit pants. Like, he just was walking around like a weird kind of ginger Michelin man. But probably one of my sisters has got a... My mother used to give the children the wrong present. So I wanted a pound puppy, if anyone remembers those.
Yeah,
my little sister got it.
They had a little certificate, didn't they?
Yeah. I wanted... I draw quite a lot, so I wanted some pencils. My sister got the...
Derwent ones?
She got the 72 Derwent set. She doesn't draw. And then one year she wanted a Walkman... And my brother and I both got one.
But
so
you're
I was
one
like,
of
yes!
Like, you're one of like seven, aren't you?
There's seven of us.
Yeah.
So not actually the worst, probably the best worst one was my second eldest sister quite recently, handed everybody an envelope. And there's so many of us now, they tend to do Kris Kringle. And I'm always poor, so I go, just leave me out of it and I'll get some pity presents. And I really appreciate that because otherwise you really do feel like, I'll just sit in the corner, why are you open everything?
Yeah.
Anyway, so she gave us all this envelope and I get very cynical around Christmas and went, I hope this isn't a goat in a village in Africa somewhere. It actually was.
Oh, my God.
No. She was sitting next to me when I said that. And I went, oh, this is really great.
You're like, I would have preferred a My Voucher.
It was the best backpedaling you ever saw. It was dreadful.
How do you get a goat in an envelope?
Well, you buy a goat for a village through an organisation like Oxfam.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, instead of getting you a present, I've done this nice thing for someone else.
Is that like naming one of those... Tars as well. You can do that.
No, but it's it's worse. I mean, it's good for the village, but it's
where's my present?
To me, it's kind of a case of okay, are you giving this to make yourself feel better, or is it because you can just give the money without giving me the card?
Do you get like an airline ticket to visit the goat?
No.
You just get the.
I don't even get to name the goat.
Oh.
No.
I don't like this.
No, but she was sitting next to me.
And I bet there's no receipt. You can't take
no,
it back.
No, it's no exchange on it.
Go back you to Maya.
Oh. You can't retract your goat.
It was more a reflection on how much I could put my foot right in my mouth.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I bet a lot. I reckon I could as well.
Yeah, I think
we always,
everyone
any
does.
Day of the year. There's no special day.
No. Well, let us know, people, what is your best and worst present?
Yeah,
0427JOY949.
We'd love to know. And I think when we come back, we'll have to get Miss Geraldine Quinn to give us a song.
Yeah. Geraldine Quinn.
Fabulous.
Such a good story writer.
Yes.
I love that about everything that you do.
Oh, thank you. It's pretty easy because they're all real people.
Well,
beautiful.
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
Lovely.
Now, you've got some gigs coming up as well, don't you?
Yeah.
You're working tonight, but you've got New Year ones coming up.
I've got New Year. I've got a ton coming up. It's my 10th anniversary in Comedy Festival next year, so I'm doing the best of. But before then, I'm doing the last four Sundays of January at the Butterfly Club, a live variety night, which is under the same name as my podcast, Bang on the Strillers. So I just wanted to get drag, burlesque and cabaret people and do a nuts out of festival night that's also going to involve me pulling out something I haven't done for 6 years.
Fabulous.
The last Sunday.
Last four Sundays.
So 10, 17, 24, and 31st of Jan.
Yeah, we thought the first Sunday was a bit too close to New Year's. Yeah.
It's a fabulous time of the year, and it's called Bang on the Strillers, and people can get the info at thebutterflyclub.com.
We've got Dolly Diamond, Gillian Colesgriff, Oliver Clark, Becky Lube, Clara Cupcakes, tons and tons and tons of people.
Some real professionals in that mix.
Different show every week too. Some real professionals.
Well, we loved you on tonight, and you know, yet again, you've been a big supporter, and we love it.
Oh no, so have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks very much, Gary Wilson. How
That's
are you?
That's funny. That's never happened.
No, it hasn't.
No. I was excited. It's going to happen next week, my God.
Because Daniel, well, can I tell you, there's more breaking. Daniel Andrews tweeted, after years of waiting, the LGBTI family's adoption equality has now been passed in the Victorian Parliament and will be law.
Wow. Fantastic. Great news. Thank you for that tweet.
7 seconds ago. So I think I saw that, and I was just prematurely eager to get that out to you.
Thank you very much, Karen.
How are you anyway?
I'm good. Yes. That's good. So, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Gary Wilson and Glenn Dalton for the news.
Yeah, that's right.
And what about in America then? You're obviously not going to get anywhere as a Republican if you don't make some ridiculously, outrageously disgusting bold statement.
Oh, that was,
I mean, because Trump is obviously completely gone, you know.
Yes.
But this one's now, Cruz is now joining him.
Ted Cruz.
Unbelievable.
Just outrageous statements. Incredible.
Disgusting.
Worrying times.
Very.
Indeed.
All right, more from you later.
Hopefully not.
We'll interrupt you then. Thank you.
You are with Michael and Glenn on the Royal Daltons, and it's great to have your company.
Yes, we've got another guest, haven't we?
We do indeed. Now, this woman wowed us. Over the last few years, she was doing a show called Songs for Nobody.
Oh, we loved it.
And part of that show was where she morphed into many different characters.
Yeah.
Edith Piaf and many others.
And we give it a go, don't we? We're rubbish.
Well, my mum actually said last night, whenever you put a voice on, Glenn, it's always the same voice.
That's that, you do, yeah.
I said, well, maybe I should get some tips from this woman.
Yes.
Her name is Bernadette Robinson. Welcome to the Royal Daltons.
Thank you.
And I think we chatted to you on the phone a couple of times, but never in studio.
Oh, so it's nice to see you in the flesh.
Yes.
It is indeed.
Now, what is it about these sort of you take on, as I guess as an actor, you get to do all these various women. You know, that must be exciting.
And men, actually, because I did do the men? Aristotle Onassis. Well, singing, I didn't, but I did Onassis back in Songs for Nobody.
Right.
I remember. But in this one, I actually even get to sing as Bob Dylan. So I'm branching out into the male
world. So for people that don't know, I guess mainly about what this one's about, but the kind of shows that you've done have been going from different kind of characters within the one script.
Yes, that's right. Songs for Nobodies, as was Pennsylvania Avenue, was written by Joanna Murray-Smith, who's a leading playwright, one of them in Australia. Brilliant. And Simon Phillips directed both of them. They were both originally for the Melbourne Theatre Company, and they've since done so well that Duet Productions have now, well, toured Songs for Nobodies and are about to retour this one, Pennsylvania Avenue.
It's on in January, isn't it?
On in January. We'll give all those. Opens on the 25th. Well, you can say all that, but at the Playhouse.
And then what is it then, in what way do you move from one character to the next in this one?
In this one, well, you know, it was the five monologues in Songs for Nobody's, quite little compartmentalised bits with one singer per show, little segment. This one is, Joanna's really done a different story. It's about Harper Clements, who's a little girl from Thunderbolt, Georgia, and she was 18 years old. She gets to go and work at the White House, which is Pennsylvania Avenue. I didn't realise that. But yes, that's the address for the White House. So it all takes place in the Blue Room, which we have an absolute reproduction of the Blue Room at the White House on the set. It's beautiful. And it has five portraits of the sort of old presidents up at the back of the set. And superimposed on that are different visuals as we go through the play. So it starts when Harper, 40 years on, she's 50 something, and she's packing up to leave because she's been through six administrations of presidents. She came when she was 18, and it was the President Kennedy, And she gets to work in entertainment because she has a deep, dark secret. So the difference, really, this is about Harper's story and her arc and what happened back there and all the people that she gets to meet in the White House and gets to see sing at the White House, because we had to, you know, we wanted to be singers who'd had something to do with the president.
Because
this is real.
Yeah,
this is a real story. So there were lots of singers in it that that have stories, like, because we do... The civil rights movement was all through that period. So we have a lot of that sort of stuff going on, the riots and things. And Eartha Kitt was very, very strong about... Well, actually, Sarah Vaughan, but Eartha Kitt was about the Vietnam War. So we have that part too. So she got up and announced at a luncheon that LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and his wife, Lady Bird, she denounced them for sending men to...
Yes, people. Almost the end of her career.
It really... Well, you're
it?
Right. Mm. You know about it. Yes, yeah. That's true. And she had to go and work in Europe. I know, she's so brilliant. So I had to learn to, because I hadn't done Eartha Kitt before. So Joanna and Simon really stretched me. I had a lot of singers that I hadn't really done before. Yeah. But I get to sing If You Go Away as her, so that's really...
So when you sing them, do you try and mimic the voice?
I try to capture something of them, and some of the, and I think, you know... I spend a lot of time listening to them at first and trying to get... And then I was sort of thinking when I was sitting out there thinking, how does it even... It's sort of like a pudding, like I'm the pudding, and I just let it sort of sift into me and then it comes sort of out of me. And I never feel like it is me doing it. I feel like I am almost observing those singers when they do their work.
And I think you really see that as well when I've seen your work.
Right.
That is something that you really feel that you are feeling the character.
Yeah.
Is that what it's like?
That's exactly right. It's not sort of like I mean, it's fine to say imitate, but I don't feel like that's what I actually am. Well, I am, of course I am, but I'm sort of trying to capture something of them, you know, and bring it to life.
Well, you mean you don't look like Eartha?
I don't.
You know?
I don't look like Sarah Vaughan or Diana Ross, and they're in there as well. So, yeah, I don't look like anyone.
Let's hear, who are the other ones? We've got, you just mentioned Sarah Vaughan, you mentioned Diana Ross.
Yes, Peggy Lee.
Oh, my word.
I mean, it's some beautiful material I get to sing because it's just such a range of stuff. Maria Callas has a little moment in it. She was featured in Songs for Nobodies, but because that starts with the very first concert, he's... President Kennedy's birthday party that Marilyn sings. So Marilyn starts the show off stage. And then it's sort of Harper saying how she got there and this big party and all the different ones because Ella Fitzgerald was there. So I get a little bit of Ella, and it's sort of almost a medley of different people.
How many people are in this show? Like, almost there's one performer, but how many characters?
I think we've counted about 35 characters all up because it's a lot of material to get through. And there are presidents, so I have to be some of the presidents and all the people that work there and her family and different, and she falls in love, so there's this cool dude, he comes into it, and all that scene with Fever and then the breakup. So I get to sing The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. So that's a beautiful one.
I mean, you've got to be, you know, I think if I was listening to this, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm going. but I also think, knowing your last work, this is something that's in the wrong, you know, with the wrong person doing it, I think I'd be worried.
Yes.
You know, because there's an awful lot of characters.
It's a lot.
You know, but, I mean, you have that ability to capture their essence, like you say, and that's what we want, isn't it? Because you know, we don't necessarily want someone mimicked, but we want them captured in that way.
Yeah, dead.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's so diverse anyway, and I think you go along for the ride. I mean, I think I do sound like lots of them, but I think for the others, some, I don't sing all of their full songs either. It's sometimes it fits with whatever's going on in the story.
Yeah, just to get a snippet.
Yeah. And the people, the audiences love it. I mean, it has been getting standing ovations and things, which is so, because it's exciting. And it's off we go, and then this one, and then this story. And people, the thing is, I remember Joanna was, because she did a lot of research about what was going on and tells some very, there are true stories that come in and out of the singers.
That
and
would
their
be
interaction.
Great.
Great. And so many of the audience members, I didn't know that. Or, oh, I remember that, because things are flashed up on those portraits. And, you know, I mean, I get to sing Stand By Your Man because, you know, she says, Hillary Clinton says, I'm not just some little woman who stood by my man like Tammy Wynette. And so I get to have a bit of the audience go crazy. Yeah, so it's really great fun.
Yeah, and what about Barbara?
Barbara, we get, certainly we get Streisand. Don't worry about that. People who need people. Well, she gets in there a lot because she's a big Democrat fan.
Yes. Oh, I love
Aretha
this.
Franklin gets in there. We do respect at the end because she has this little talk. Look, it's really so much in it. It's as juicy as anything.
I mean, God. We're there. Eartha Kitt Streisand and Aretha Franklin.
Hello.
You could just have one of those and I'd be there.
Out of my book.
You've got all of these people. Well, yeah, we absolutely can't wait to see this. Now, it's happening after Christmas. Mm-hmm. Jan 21st is when it kicks off, all the way through to Feb 14. When I say all the way through, it is a busy time of the year, so people need to get there.
Yes.
And this sold out last time it was here. So it's called Pennsylvania Avenue. It's playing at the Playhouse at the Melbourne Arts Centre. For all the info, go to artscentremelbourne.com.au. Bernadette Robinson.
Yeah, wonderful.
Oh, can't wait for this one.
Hooray.
Thank you.
This is Carrie Fisher. I have been described as Hollywood royalty, which is why I love the Royal Daltons on Joy 94.9.
Ah, yes. Welcome back, everybody. It's Glenn and Michael. Did you, Glenn, see the wonderful Carrie Fisher being interviewed?
I watched it this morning about the new Star Wars movie.
God, it's funny.
Isn't it funny?
She's outrageous.
She's fabulous.
I wondered, because we haven't really mentioned much, maybe we will next week, about our favourite guests and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's one that I remember meeting, and she came in and we had our interview.
Yeah.
And I was definitely intimidated by her.
Well, I do definitely remember that I remember you said to me, okay, so I've got word that we might be interviewing an A-list Hollywood celebrity.
Yeah.
And I thought Oprah.
Yeah.
But then you said, no, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
And I do remember, like, being ridiculously overwhelmed.
Because
it was only, like, maybe a couple of months in, I reckon, of our show. It was early on. It was definitely early on.
She's one of those, even judging by the interview, she's one of those that likes to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yes, definitely.
On the edge.
Yeah.
And she did, and we just, you know, we held our own, didn't we? Because what else is there? You know, we're not going to crumble.
I do remember saying to her something about, and, you know, your mum is Debbie Reynolds, and she said, oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
There's you that know, voice.
Yeah, yes, yeah, exactly. There's only one, like mum says. But, yeah, she was fantastic.
She
yeah.
was. Brilliant. And I'm looking forward to Star Wars.
Are you? I probably won't see it, because I haven't seen any of the others.
None of the others.
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you either like it or you don't.
Well, that's exactly right. You know? I only saw my first James Bond with the Adele one.
Really? Skyfall.
And even then, I recognise it by the diva song rather than the actual name.
Fair enough. We've got a giveaway.
And it's a good one. And
only moments ago, we were talking about Barbara Streisand. Mm. Well, this has got a definite Barbara tinge to it. We've got a double to go and watch Buyer and Seller. It is on at the Arts Centre, been on a little while and had the most amazing reviews.
It's an interesting story of a man who gets a job working in Barbara Streisand's basement.
Yes.
Mm.
Unbelievable. Everybody's raving about it. If you want to go and watch Buyer and Seller, you've got to be a Joy member.
Yep.
Can't have won anything in the last week.
Nope.
And you have to enter.
Yep.
Luckily, it's thanks to our mates at the Melbourne Theatre Company. And tickets are for this Friday night.
So this Friday night, if you want to go and see Buyer and Seller, thanks to the Melbourne Theatre Company, just write Buyer and Seller in an SMS to 0427JOY949, or you can email on her at joy.org.au.
You can have a night out on Joy.
There you go.
Royal Daltons with Michael and Glenn on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, great to have your company on your Wednesday afternoon for this penultimate episode of the Royal Daltons.
Yes, next week is our last week. If you want to send in a message next week, we'd obviously appreciate it. We could send him one this week, really.
Yeah, you can do both if you want
to. Yeah, versatile, why not?
Marcello did. He says, evening Daltons, we'll miss you on my Wednesday night drive home. He's also requested a song, which we'll get on for him after six.
Aren't you smart? Because that's what we like. We want you, everybody out there now, if you want to get your music on, you've got to get it in now.
Exactly.
What do you want? What do you want to listen to?
We don't care. We're not putting limits on it.
No.
Whatever you want to hear after 6 o'clock, we will play it for you.
There is no limit.
Still giving the prize away, which is a double pass to go and see the Melbourne Theatre Company's production of Buyer and Seller. If you want to win those, just SMS 0427JOY949.
Nice little night out, wouldn't it?
Indeed.
You know, you wouldn't be able to go because it's the joyous Christmas party.
Exactly right. And it is, of course, Christmas party season.
Yes, lots on.
Indeed. I was out in the city on Friday night with my siblings, in fact, and the city was overwhelmed with people who are bursting out of their work Christmas parties.
Yeah.
And feeling happy, and why not?
Oh, exactly. It's been a long year.
Mm.
And nearly over.
Yep.
New year on the way.
That's right.
Yes. 2016.
Can't wait. Well, you know, whatever, it's fine. You know what I was doing on the tram on the way in here today?
Go on.
Watching YouTube videos of performances from Carols by Candlelight.
Really?
Mm.
I told you I'm going this year.
I know you're going.
I've never been.
Well, I'll be looking for you on the TV.
Oh, I'm very much excited.
Are
about
you
it.
Wearing a frock?
No.
Why not?
Because I thought it would look wrong.
Mm.
You know, no, just sitting in the audience.
Yes.
And
hoping that Sylvie can't go on that year and that they ask if anyone's able to sing Oh Holy Night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I mean, you can't replace Sylvie.
No.
Nobody.
No. But you would if I'd they give asked.
It a I mean, oh, God. I mean, you know.
I would.
I'd give it my own version, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
a little bit right. gruffer, but, you know,
that's fine.
Well, doesn't matter.
No one's
going to
notice.
About.
Yeah, exactly. It's the time for giving.
But no, I'm ready for that. So
yes.
Nice.
Well,
the drinks, I reckon, maybe.
I think that's a good idea.
There's nothing over the top, you know.
No, sensible.
Sitting there needing to go to the loo.
No, no. You don't.
Have they got them there?
I guess so.
The Meyer pole?
Maybe, yes. I'm sure they do.
Do they? I tell.
Otherwise, take a water bottle.
Yeah.
Mm.
That'll be fine.
That'll be fine at Carols by Candlelight.
Don't quote mine.
Sitting in the third row of just whipping it out and. Yeah, it's Christmas spirit.
Christmas log.
Exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, you lot, get those requests in if you want your music on. This is the only way to do it. And, of course, as Glenn mentioned, we're giving you double a pass away to Buyer and Seller this Friday night.
Mm. The Royal Daltons on Joy 94.9.
You are with the Royal Daltons. Not too late to go into the draw to win the double pass to go and see Buyer and Seller at the Melbourne Theatre Company. Just SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Yes, it's all happening this Friday night.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned you're going to Carols by Candlelight.
Yes.
Next week on
Not
Christmas Eve.
Not to be confused
Eve.
With Carols by Queer Light.
Which is this weekend.
This weekend.
Hosted by Luke Gallagher at the St Kilda Town Hall.
It's going to be amazing. I don't know if there's that many tickets left.
Well, get them quickly if you are planning on going.
I'm not surprised that's done well.
I know. Well, a couple of years ago, do you remember when there was an event called the Dolly Diamond Christmas Roast?
Yes.
And it was an event where myself and Luke and a few others were planning on roasting Dolly Diamond.
Yes, we didn't end up doing it.
We didn't end up doing it because it was so close to Christmas. But one thing that myself and Luke organised was a few little, I guess you would say, celebrity tributes.
Oh, yes.
And a little before that, Marina Pryor came into the studio.
Yes.
She sang, you weren't here, but she sang Christmas carols, and it was just amazing.
That's right.
And she recorded this little message, and I've never played it for you.
No.
Right.
I've
until,
never heard it.
No, you've never heard it. This is a complete surprise for you, so I'm going to play it for you right now.
Huh? Hi. This is Marina Pryor, and I have taken time out of promoting my new Christmas CD, Candlelight Christmas, available at all good record stores near you, to wish you, Dolly Diamond, the most wonderful night at the Comedy Roast. You know, you have always been such an incredible inspiration to me as a performer because you are so gracious, you're so talented, you're so gorgeous. Not to say, of course, that I'm just a little bit jealous of your career, but I'm learning to kind of work my way through that. Remember that time that I borrowed one of your dresses for Carols by Candlelight and I stretched it? So embarrassing. Anyway, I just want to say I wish you all the best. I'm sorry I can't be there, but I can't wait to catch up over a lovely little glass of bubbles and just reminisce about the wonderful times that we've shared and all the wonderful things that you have taught me over the years. So, look, bless you. Have a fantastic night, you gorgeous creature.
Thanks very much, Marina.
Thanks, darling. And by the way, who is Dolly Diamond?
Oh, Marina Pryor.
Oh, I love that. That's hilarious.
There you go.
So, hilarious.
There we go. Bit
Good
of Marina.
Did you watch her as she's on at the moment? Yes. On the ABC.
Divorce.
The Divorce.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard good things.
I've watched episode one.
Right.
Very good.
Is it?
Yes.
What's it about?
It's about their divorce.
Right.
He was married to John O'May.
Oh, right. It's not a real life story.
No. And they were married for many, many years, and they're having a divorce, and they have a big bash to celebrate it.
Oh, right.
And lots of intrigue and, you know, and mayhem.
Show tunes?
Issues. Oh, it's an opera.
Oh, is it?
Mm. It's wonderful.
All right, I need to watch it because on the ABC, isn't it?
Yes.
I'll have to check it out.
Oh, you'll enjoy it.
All right, yeah, brilliant.
You know half of a minute.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, there they are.
Yes, you are with the Royal Daltons. Second last show.
Yes.
All 4 hours and 5 minutes left of the Royal Daltons ever.
Unbelievable.
I know. Unless we are going on with David and Sue on Friday night.
Yes.
They're hosting a party for us, they say.
They are indeed. Mm. And I believe if people wanted to go along, they were invited to come along and listen or watch or do it, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. What would they do?
I know.
Well, you know. See us presented with an award or something.
I guess probably not.
Is it too late for a globe?
I don't know. But in any case, yeah, it is the second last official version of the Royal Daltons right here, right now, and you're listening to it.
Exactly.
Mm.
If you want to get a request on, get it in now, and we will get that on after the news at 6.
Indeed. We've got maybe a Christmas song or two to play after 6 o'clock as well.
We've got a really nice one, haven't we?
Yeah, because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Seems right.
Anything that you want, request it. You know the number, 0427-JOY949, or you can email on her at joy.org.au.
Exactly.
Mm.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.